storage and all your everyday apps in one device. Be a buena with Alola. Available at your nearest MTN service center today. MTN, everywhere you go. From New Soccer to the whole world, creativity is on air. Happy World Creativity Day on Power FM.
Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka, Lusaka. Feel the power. Feel the power. FM News. FM News.
Government clarifies the removal of beneficiaries on a social cash transfer. Zambia strengthens climate action with gender-focused forest initiative. In international news, Chad announces deployment of troops to Haiti to help tackle gangs. And in sports, Barbara Banda calls for the better preparation as Zambia eyes World Cup return.
And now, FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trashis. Government, through the Ministry of Community Development and Social Services, has clarified concerns surrounding the removal of some beneficiaries from the social cash transfer program, explaining that the changes are part of an established and transparent system aimed at supporting the most vulnerable households. According to the Ministry's Principal Public Relations Officer, Glenda Nachinga, the process of selecting and maintaining beneficiaries follows a structured framework that relies on multiple verification stages rather than arbitrary decisions. Ms. Nachinga indicated that socio-economic assessments are conducted to evaluate the current needs of households, while community validation mechanisms are used to strengthen accountability and ensure that local perspectives are considered. In addition, periodic reviews are carried out to keep beneficiary records up to date as household conditions evolve over time. A new phase in Zambia's fight against climate change is taking shape as a technical team from the Climate Action Africa project engages central province leadership to advance community-based forest conservation with a strong focus on gender inclusion. During a courtesy call on Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Muna Monakampwe, the delegation, a Canadian-funded initiative aimed at integrating gender mainstreaming into community forest management groups, the project seeks to ensure that women play a leading role in forest governance, conservation, and efforts to reduce carbon emissions. The engagement follows a request from the ministry to strengthen gender considerations in forest management systems. The initiative is built on three key pillars: promoting gender equality by encouraging women's active participation in CFMGs, reducing carbon emissions through sustainable forest management, and enhancing local capacity with technical expertise for equitable resource governance. The team further described the project as demand-driven, aligning with the Zambian government's vision for strengthening community forest management. By focusing on Central Province, the initiative aims to reshape how local communities perceive their role in climate action, positioning them as key actors in both environmental protection and sustainable development. And Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Mona Kampwe welcomed the support, stressing that community-led forest conservation remains central to Zambia's broader climate mitigation strategy. Dr. Mona Kampwe praised the inclusive approach, noting that successful climate strategies must involve all stakeholders, particularly those living closest to natural resources. He said the collaboration highlights the growing importance of integrating social equity into environmental initiatives, marking a significant step towards building climate resilience while empowering local communities across Zambia. The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has reinforced the need for transparency and compliance among taxpayers, outlining key rights and responsibilities that businesses must follow, particularly those undergoing operational challenges. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, ZRA representatives from Digital Outreach Services, Mrs. Tinyama Nyurenda, said senior tax consultant Digital Outreach